This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from the flagship studios of AM 860 and AM 930, The Answer. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire. We will not falter, and we will not fail.
Ride, Captain, ride, up on your
good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch Tuesday morning edition. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, as we broadcast from our Moss Nissan studio here at our flagship Salem Media Group stations in Tampa, Florida. We are a nationally syndicated overnight live news talk show heard on the GCN Live Radio Network via the Westwood One XDS satellite, and we're heard around the world broadcasting, where many of our great military men and women are listening overseas to us right now, and thank you for your service to America. To our first responders, to our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, and 911 dispatchers too, thank you for what you do keeping America free and safe. And let's not forget all those who work the third watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the candlestick makers, the maintenance and janitorial workers, and the security officers, as well as those construction workers, too. Thank you for what you do. By the way, don't forget to go to the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com website. That's the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com website. Click on the USCCA logo that's right there and register to win the free Gun of the Day giveaway and find out about what a USCCA membership can do for you. Well, joining us right now, we have Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. Good morning.
Good morning.
Time to say the pledge and get rolling. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, this isn't necessarily the most important story of the day, but it certainly is significant. And that is, after the questionable comments made about white supremacists by Congressman Stephen King, Republican of Iowa, he has been removed off all the committees he was on. He claims he didn't mean what he said. Okay, fine. But Joy Behar, you know who she is, right?
Yes.
She is, and as well as the other women on The View, have just been absolutely tearing into him, as well as other politicians, Republican and Democrat. And there's a movement afoot in the Congress right now to censure him. And Mitt Romney has come out and said he should resign.
I really don't agree with that. Last night, again, they showed his comments on Fox News, and maybe I'm missing something, but I don't think that his comments warrants the totalitarian actions that are being taken against him. I don't see it. There are much bigger fish to fry. There are much worse things being done by certain individuals in and out of government that need to are decisive action right now. And I think there's something else gone awry here. I don't get it. Maybe I'm missing something, but I think this is an overreaction.
We are talking about Iowa, and of course, in Iowa, the chances, I would say, are 50-50 that if Congressman King were to resign, he would be replaced more than likely by a Democrat, because I think they have a Democratic governor there. Now, don't they appoint the congressman to fill out the term and then they have a special election?
Yes, and absolutely, that's the case. And I think that's the other reason why I think the Republicans need to really look at those remarks again and look at the context and really see if this guy should be so bashed down right now. Because I thought he was questioning in his comments about all of this. And so it's racially fueled. I just think sometimes people are too sensitive on those particular issues. And when I see people like Mr. Morality himself, Romney, going after this guy, I kind of question things a little bit. So I don't know, Captain. I think this is an overreaction.
All right. Now, the shutdown is in its third week, headed towards a month, little hope in sight. It looks like as if it's going to go on for a while yet. And Congressman Dan Crenshaw, you know who he is, right?
Yeah, yes.
He has joined more than 70 lawmakers giving up their salary during the shutdown and saying it use it for the people, the federal workers that need to have it, but he's not going to take his salary while the government is in a shutdown mode. And I got to thinking to myself, this would be the perfect time for somebody to propose legislation that when the government shuts down, some of the people that don't get paid are also the people that make the laws, the congressmen and the senators. You think that might help things?
I would think so, and I think it's a nice gesture, and you know, that's a step in the right direction. And I think that I was thinking about this yesterday or the day before, that throughout this kind of a shutdown, especially when with the issues of what's going on, maybe none of them should be receiving salaries at this time, because I don't think that especially the Democrats are as motivated as they may, you know, when they squawk on television.
What was your first clue, that trip to Puerto Rico with the babes?
Well, I thought about it even before that, but that really sealed it in, sealed the deal for me.
Yeah, did you notice what I noticed with the congressional pictures around the pool and the young ladies in the bathing suits that were hanging around these old geezers?
Menendez, that one really.
Well, he's got quite a little reputation for being a ladies' man. That guy, of course, he's no longer married, so it doesn't really matter. But still, he had a couple girls just hanging around him, and several of the other congressmen, who, by the way, I happen to know were married, were also pictured in some of those pictures. And I wonder how you explain that one.
Yeah, they don't. There is no good explanation for this. These people are a bunch of phonies, and they're going after the president. They're using this this shutdown to try to go after him, to destroy his administration. And this is down to an ideological battle. And those Democrats don't care about you or I or whatever, or the country. And so they're a bunch of phonies, and that trip to Puerto Rico confirms it.
Now, who do you think paid for that?
The trip? The American people.
Taxpayers. You betcha.
Yeah.
You betcha. That was put on their expense accounts. All right. Hold that thought. Folks, I'll be right back with more Ron Edwards. The RonEdwards.com is the website and the Edwards Notebook. And, oh, by the way, when we come back, we're going to tell you about a poll and how the majority of the Americans feel about the shutdown right now. You might be surprised with the results from the latest Gallup poll. I'll be right back.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
We trust the power of artificial intelligence to do a lot for us. Recommend books, movies, find our perfect romantic match, even drive our cars. So why trust your investments to yesterday's technology? With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence technology has been giving traders and investors the advantage they need and better protect them from sudden downturns. Because unlike humans, Vantage Point is able to analyze massive quantities of data all around the world in seconds, so you get the information you need to make the right decision at the right time. Our technology can forecast market trend changes with up to 86% accuracy. Wouldn't you sleep better knowing your hard-earned capital is protected and growing thanks to Vantage Point? Stack the odds in your favor. Text DEMO to 411-411. That's DEMO to 411-411. We'll send you a link to our free demo so you can kick off the new year in the black with Vantage Point software. Text DEMO to 411-411.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
This is Wayne Allyn Root from Newsmax TV and the War Now radio show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Root.
Thank you very much, Mr. Wayne Allyn Root. You'll hear him later on in the week, I think Thursday night, but I'm not sure yet. By the way, there's nothing more American than barbecue. And guess what? Today is Have Lunch with the Captain Day. I will be at the Mission Barbecue here at 5602 West Waters Avenue in the Town and Country section of Tampa, right there at the end of the airport runway. You get off the Veterans Expressway at Waters Avenue, go between the first and second light, and we're on the right there. Now, we meet at Mission Barbecue because it's where America's first responders, firefighters, military, and police share in a wall of honor, where Mission Barbecue honors all of America's heroes. And every day at 12 noon, they play the national anthem. Everything comes to a stop. Everybody stands there. Veterans with military coverage salute the national anthem. Some people sing and other people put their hands over their heart, but they all stand up for the flag. Now, stop by. Try their great food. Bring a friend. Enjoy the experience that you'll have at Mission Barbecue, 5602 West Waters Avenue, Town and Country, and have lunch with the captain, where they honor all of America's heroes. Mission Barbecue, 5602 West Waters Avenue in Tampa. That's where I'll be from 12:30 until about 2 o'clock. We got a big table, a big long table in the middle of the restaurant that we sit at. Okay, Ron Edwards, the RonEdwards.com is with us. Good morning again.
Good morning. I'm going to have to make it to one of those lunches.
Well, I'm not going to drag you there. You got to pick up your own little 2 feet and either walk, ride, drive, fly, or take a boat.
I think I'll fly.
All right. Well, there's a Gallup poll where 48% of the likely voters here in America now say that the government is not doing enough to stop illegal immigration. And that includes Democrats, Republicans, Independents, Libertarians, whoever. But that's a significant thing, because the people that believe that they are doing enough totals 35% for a 13 in the advantage of those that believe the government's not doing enough.
That's good. I'm pleasantly surprised that at least those that think that the government is not doing enough is in the majority. But at the same time, I'm disappointed that it's only at 48%. If you're an American and you see what's going on, you should have the gumption to be totally concerned about our border situation and the horrible job that the government has been doing for the most part to protect us. And at 48%, that to me is a bad reflection of, I don't know, maybe it's a combination of things, bad schooling, which leads to bad thinking and so on. And so I'm glad it's in the majority. That's good. Because it's in other polls in the past, it's even been in the reverse. So, we've got some real work, cut out for us, not only to physically seal our border, but to, better, teach Americans about civics and about the importance of our nation and to protect our nation.
All starts at home.
Yeah, yes, sir. Absolutely.
And we're having a little problem with that issue right there, home, called a mother and a father.
Yeah, our families have been so ill-affected over decades of indoctrination against many good things, including the family. As my dad used to say, the family is not strong, neither is your nation in the long run. And so we've got to shore up the family if we are going to maintain this great nation in the long run.
Now, this just goes to show you where we are as a nation. We know about the human trafficking and this, that, and the other, and the minors being brought in, cloaked as family members when they're in fact not family members and all that. And last year, the State Department approved 8,482 child bride requests.
Yeah, that's to read it, that I gagged, and to hear it like this, I feel like gagging again. This is such a horrible reflection on our nation. I don't know what to say, Captain.
It's not the way I run my railroad. That's all I can say.
Yeah, it's horrible and it's evil and it's America is supposed to protect children. And our Christian heritage is built around that. But to allow something in this country from somewhere else that calls for literally the destruction of children, it's what it is. It is what it is.
Yeah.
Something so evil, this form of a marriage like that, it's totally evil. And somehow, some way, sir, we must stop this.
Now, the House Homeland Security Chairman, who happens to be a Democrat, says that there will be no bill to abolish ICE brought through his committee during this session of Congress.
Well, we better hold his feet to the fire and make sure that doesn't happen, because without ICE, we're screwed in this effort to protect our borders. ICE agents are honorable people, and they've been doing as great a job as they can, considering that, in my opinion, they haven't been fully, there should be more of them, and they should be even better equipped.
Now, I want you to put two hands on your chair handle and listen to this one. You ready?
Sure. Okay.
Representative Congresswoman Maxine Waters, chairman of the Banking Committee, will have a pal over there working with her on the Banking Committee, because Ocasio-Cortez was now given her first committee assignment to be on the Banking Committee. Good Lord.
The woman can barely count. I know she can't count backwards from 100, but she can barely count from 1 to 10. There again. This is bad for our republic, and the good news, I guess, to protect us from this foolishness, way out Waters and her new friend, is that the Senate is in a position to block their foolishness, and hopefully the Republicans will do that. But many times Republicans like to compromise, so it's going to be very interesting to see what happens.
Now, did you hear about the national championship collegiate football team showing up at the White House? And normally they get fed. There was 130 members of the team and the coaches and all that stuff that showed up. And normally they get fed by the White House. But the president told reporters he was serving the national champions, McDonald's, Wendy's, Burger King, and pizza paid for by him, the president, as a result of the government shutdown. He wasn't going to put the kitchen staff workers to any extra trouble to do that. And after all, that's what those kids wanted.
Yeah, the only problem I have with it is that he left out Chick-fil-A. But other than that, there's no problem.
Well, Chick-fil-A wouldn't have been number one on their list, I don't think, although they are headquartered in the South, and I believe they're headquartered in Georgia. I think that's where they're out of, right?
Yes. Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
And of course, the one thing I know about Clemson in South Carolina and Georgia, in Georgia, is that South Carolina doesn't like anything Georgia does, so maybe they don't necessarily buy Chick-fil-A. But Chick-fil-A would be much better, in my opinion.
Oh, it is. Yummy for your tummy. But when I saw that, someone, these idiots, and that's what they are, to call it racist.
Where does that come into play?
Yeah, absolutely.
First of all, if it'd been racist, it would have been Kentucky Fried Chicken or Popeyes or something like that. That's where the racism would have come in, because you could have taken a comparison there. And we're talking McDonald's, we're talking Wendy's, and we're talking Burger King. And you know that was where burgers.
Oh, my God. Wendy's, they're headquartered in Columbus, Ohio. I don't know, man. This is just crazy. I mean, how do you respond to this madness?
I don't know.
This is just crazy. Just retardation.
Now, this is something which I found interesting, and I did not even know this, but it popped up yesterday on the back page of the sports section of one of the newspapers. Before the New Orleans Saints and Philadelphia Eagles game in the Superdome in New Orleans on Sunday, before the NFL playoff game started, both teams' players got together, and I mean all of them got together with their coaches, and prayed together at the center of the field, got down on their knees and prayed together. Until right now, nobody has said a word about that. Did you even know that?
Well, I knew that football players do that. I remember the controversy that happened because Tim Tebow used to do that.
Well, he did it during the game.
Yeah. And then I still thought it was a problem when they attacked them the way they did. But it's a big deal. I mean, I think it's great. When I hear that people are praying, and they're praying to the God of the Bible, I think before a game or whatever, I think it's beautiful.
Well, they do it before and after the game, and that way it does not interfere with, quote, the NFL rules.
And for any knuckleheads or knuckle-draggers, whatever you want to call it, to have a problem with that. I have a problem with people that have a problem with that. So, our nation needs more prayer, not less. And if you're upset because people decide to pray, exercise their right, by the way, then you have a problem.
By the way, I'll leave you with this thought. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez's Green New Deal is all about socialism, not global warming. And with that, we'll see you on Thursday.
All right, sir.
All right, Ron Edwards, theronedwards.com, the Edwards Notebook. Go there, check him out, find out what he's all about. Okay, we're coming right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
What a job. What a job, Raj. Send out for about 1,000 hamburgers. Big Macs. So we actually did. We bought 1,000.
President Trump welcomes the national football champions, the Clemson Tigers, to the White House and serves the team fast food, burgers from McDonald's and Burger King, Domino's Pizza, and fries. Salads also on the table.
Burger King, all American companies. Burger King, Wendy's, and McDonald's. We have Big Macs, we have quarter pounders with cheese, we have everything that I like that you like. And I know no matter what we did, there's nothing you can have that's better than that, right?
Clemson coach Dabo Swinney also speaking.
And football and the relationships through football created this opportunity. And for that, I'm so thankful.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Well, hey ho, Captain, it's Melvin out here in my bass boat. Hey, you know, maybe you can help me with something. You know, I was out here fishing a little bit earlier, and you know, this girl comes pulling up next to me in a little Boston Whaler selling Vienna hot dogs. She was in a nice little bathing suit and everything, but anyway, I got a couple of hot dogs from her, and she took off with my $20 and told me she'd bring my change back about 2 hours later. I ain't seen her. I can't explain that to my wife. You know, looks like I got a nibble on a big one. I gotta let you go there, Captain. Have a good day.
Alrighty, you know, it's time for our beach and boating forecast for all of the Sun Coast, the Nature Coast, and Tampa Bay, as we are going to be having a cool morning on the water. Woohoo! Yeah, you need the woolies or something out there if you're going to get out there today. We may be down in the 40s here in the Tampa Bay area soon, but I will tell you that it'll be mostly cloudy through mid-morning here, gradual clearing. And for all you snowbirds that are down here, we'll be able to tell the Canadians this morning, because you'll be out there with the T-shirts and the Bermuda shorts in the upper 40s and low 50-degree temperatures while the rest of us are wearing winter coats. All right, today we'll have a cool breeze. The winds most of the day will be out of the north at anywhere from 10 to 20 miles an hour. Some gusts up to 20. Seas will be 2 to 4 feet with a moderate chop. The Gulf water temperature 65 degrees. The bay water temperature 67. It may, in fact, be warmer in the water than it will be outside. We had our low tide at 3:21 a.m., and our high tide is coming at 9:39 a.m. Now, today, we might have a high of around 64 or 5, we'll see. But tonight, once again, clearing with a low around 46 degrees with a north-northeast wind, 5 to 7 miles per hour. Tomorrow, the high will be near 66 with another north-northeast wind. And then tomorrow night, it'll be clear with a low around 47 with a north wind, 3 to 6 miles an hour. Thursday, we warm up to about 70. And Thursday night drops down to a more seasonal 51 degrees. Friday, we get up around 73. And Friday, we're down around 56. But my point is that we get back into the swing of things seasonably with the weather. Now, the Freedom Boat Club of Tampa Bay is the largest franchise of all of the 168 Freedom Boat Club locations across the country. And we have the great fortune of having them here in our backyard. Many of you listening to me right now know about the Freedom Boat Club. Some of you are members of the Freedom Boat Club, and some of you may not understand the way your membership works, but you have reciprocity as a Freedom Boat Club member from, say, Maryland or Michigan or Ohio or maybe Missouri, just to mention some places, down here in Florida. So when you come to Florida, you can use that reciprocity and whatever your membership level is at, whether or not you're in the economy plan, which is the Monday through Friday plan, or you're in the standard plan, the 7-day a week plan, you have the ability to be able to use your reciprocity and your membership to hop on a Freedom Boat Club and boat and away you go. 19 locations right here within the sound of my voice in the Tampa Bay area. Now, in order to do that, if you're not a member, you need to join. So, 855-FREEDOM, 855-FREEDOM is the number for the Freedom Boat Club of Tampa Bay. Now, the economy plan, you can save $1,000 plus $500 for being a veteran or first responder or work in the medical profession, $1,500 off their one-time entry fee. The same applies for the standard plan, which is the 7-day-a-week plan, where your first month of membership dues are free for yourself and another member of your household, unlimited 7-day use. You get 4 rolling reservations at a time. You can go to 4 different locations if that's what you want to do over the course of a week, and you get reciprocity anywhere in the country. Now, that's the Freedom Boat Club of Tampa Bay. Now, I'm going to see if I can play this. We had the Ladies of the View yesterday invite the Jonathan Carl, the ABC news correspondent, on, and let's see if we can hear this.
So the missing link for me is, how do you go from hearing people on TV saying, oh, we've known he's been an agent the whole time, to literally the FBI then launching an investigation into a sitting president, looking into whether or not he's an agent for the Russians? How much evidence do you need for that? And then where does Mueller fit into all of this?
Well, this is, again, this is the FBI director, the acting FBI director at the time, Andrew McCabe. And I think what it shows, and we've seen through some of the text messages of some of the others involved in this decision, including Peter Strzok and Lisa Page, these were people that deeply detested Donald Trump. And now they're running the FBI, and they're able to open this counterintelligence investigation. And they, you know, they believe that they had solid reason. The president was acting in a way.
Skeptical then?
Well, I think that there are reasons to be skeptical of this. But I think the biggest one is what happened afterwards. And there is no indication that Robert Mueller picked up any of this. And here's a very important point. We are now just, I believe, weeks away from getting a final report from Robert Mueller. And there is so much anticipation, so much speculation about what he is going to show. He's been looking into, you know, this whole range of issues. And I am led to believe by people who have interacted with the special counsel that we should be prepared for him to release a report that is anticlimactic. Mm. That on the, you know, he's already done a lot. He's already gotten more than 30 indictments. Mm. The president's inner circle, his campaign chairman convicted, his national security advisor indicted, his personal lawyer. So much has already been there. But on the central question of did Donald Trump or anybody in his campaign coordinate or collude with the Russians in their effort to meddle in the 2016 campaign, we have seen zero evidence of that.
Look,
Manafort has been indicted because of his personal corruption, what he has done, and we know there was this revelation that he gave polling data,
right.
But there's no indication that Manafort either knew of or helped the Russians in their efforts to hack into the DNC emails, John Podesta's emails, or that massive internet campaign to undermine basically the public discourse in this country.
Clear.
Now, Jonathan Carl is not a dummy. He thought about at length what he had to say. And, of course, the ladies of the View were trying to get him to say anything at all. Well, there's collusion, there's this, there's that, especially Joy Behar, who this host personally can't stand. And I don't go out of my way to watch anything she does, nor do I watch The View. Now, that was audio from The View because I happen to have it here in my canned audio that I've got. And I wanted you to hear that, how they tried to get him to do anything but say what he did in the way he said it. And he came out and said that there is absolutely no evidence of any collusion done by the President of the United States in all of this or anyone else in his administration. He came out and said it. Now, he doesn't know any more than the man in the moon about what the Mueller committee is going to be releasing. So maybe he's right, maybe he's wrong, but he certainly got some information from somebody that leads him to believe that he might be right, correct? And by the way, let's talk for a second about the government shutdown. Because a funny thing has happened to Chuck Schumer, Nancy Pelosi, and many other Democrats on their way to opposing President Trump's border wall. They've forgotten their own past. Time and time again, Democrats have voted to fund border security. And just a few weeks ago, they all agreed to spend nearly $2 billion towards construction of the very fiscal barrier that President Trump has repeatedly called for. But now, Pelosi calls the wall an immorality. And that's the least effective way to protect the border. Really? And she, along with Schumer, have drawn a line in the sand by saying they will oppose any funding for the wall. But if a fiscal barrier at our southern border is such an immorality, do they want to tear down the hundreds of miles of border fencing that's already existing along the U.S.-Mexican border? Is that what they want? And oh, by the way, take a look at their own homes. They've all got walls around them. So don't expect an answer to this question anytime soon about when the government impasse is going to stop and they'll be back to doing the business of the country. I personally think that I was thinking it could be any time in the next week, but I now don't believe that. I believe now we're in store for a bit of a long haul, so to speak. Okay? So I think that we'll be talking about this for another month or so. Hope I'm wrong, but you never know. All right, well, we're coming right back with our final segment for the morning. And don't forget, I'll be over at Mission Barbecue today for lunch. Have lunch with the captain. Mission Barbecue, 5602 Waters Avenue.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your...
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. And many of you people along the network will hear Mike Gallagher on many of these stations a little bit later in the morning. Now, this final segment is being brought to you by Dominic's Blinds and Decor of Sarasota. That's Dominic spelled D-O-M-E-N-I-C-K-S. They are located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh, just across the railroad tracks on the south side of Clark Road. Look for the big old red, white, and blue Uncle Sam with that American flag there, too, because all of their blind shades and shutters are made in the USA, and they are a Hunter Douglas dealer. Now, they also ship things all across the country, so if you want to give Dominic's a call at 941-922-2345, take a look at their website, by the way, Dominic's Blinds and Decor in Sarasota. Google them, find out more. You can find out what they have to offer. Now, Dominic's also offers installation, on-site cleaning, parts and repairs. Stop by and see Jill and the gang in the store, or wave at those red, white, and blue Dominic's trucks when you see them out and about driving around, because that's either going to be Kevin or maybe Dominic behind the wheel. And remember, all military and first responders get a 10% discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor at 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Again, the number to call is 941-922-2345, and always remember, to tell them the captain sent you, because that will save you money, and it might get you into the private stock of donuts that Dominic has in the back room. Don't tell him I told you. All right, let's take one final look at our
our nation's highways and byways for all the truckers out there that are headed into the Midwest or headed up into the Northwest or headed anywhere. Florida, the highways are looking pretty good this morning. I don't see anything to really bother you. I-75 north, south, all the way down to Miami, 95, Alligator Alley, I-4, I-10, all looking good tonight. Weather-wise, looking fine. Don't know about any other accidents because I don't see any red flags anywhere on the highway. I-10, for that matter, all the way out to California, IA, not looking too bad. Might have a few problems when you get out there into Southern California with some bad weather coming in. We'll tell you about that in just a second. I-8 looking good there into San Diego, out of Phoenix. And going up north, I-75, the only problem I see you might have is in Ohio, where coming out of Cincinnati, there is some fog tonight affecting travelers on I-75 for about 30 or 40 miles, but about 50 miles on I-71 towards Columbus, going right up to the edge of Columbus. Some heavy fog there. some windy conditions throughout the western part of Ohio and Indiana, northern Indiana, and also central Illinois. You do have some snow way up in northern Michigan on the Lake Superior side, and over on the Lake Michigan side in Wisconsin, there's snow along the lake there. Snow across half of Wisconsin tonight from Milwaukee, certainly to Madison, and over towards the southeastern corner of Minnesota, maybe into Rochester, Minnesota. Kind of looks like it could be on I-90, I-94. You're looking good, except when you get up west of the Twin Cities, you will have some fog. It's all the way from the Canadian border down into South Dakota and through the eastern half of North Dakota tonight. So 90 and 94 might have a few problems there. Now, the snows, flurries that they're getting tonight in Wisconsin and northern Illinois also include about half the state of Iowa. So be advised you'll have some snow there. And going out into Nebraska, about half the state there has got fog, and western Missouri, Columbia West, fog, and let's see, Kansas, fog, snow. Where we got snow here? We got snow in the central part of Colorado, and also, we got more of it up there in Utah and Nevada and California, where if it's not snowing, it's raining. Now, Ms. Ocasio-Cortez is the gift that keeps on giving. Give a listen.
One of the challenges we have in this world is people clinging on to power instead of seeing the power in other people. We have a deficit leadership, and we need new blood.
So if you heard it there, that was Barack Obama from about 100 yards away from that camera talking about what Democrats need in 2020. In the meantime, here's what you're getting. Tulsi Gabbard, Congressman John Delaney, Elizabeth Warren, Senators Kamala Harris, Kirsten Gillibrand. Who else is going to get in? Bernie Sanders, Joe Biden, John Sununu, former New Hampshire governor, White House chief of staff under President H.W. Bush. How you doing, sir? Are you running, by the way?
How do you know you, Bill?
Because the bunch is pretty big at the moment.
I'm switching parties to run as a Dem.
They would love to have you. The thing we heard from President Obama was new blood. How do you interpret that comment?
Look, if I were Joe Biden, I would tell Obama to button his lip and butt out of the process. The president has no business interjecting into every little thing that's happening nowadays. But if Obama was referring to the quantitatively illiterate millennials who don't know the difference between a million, billion, or a trillion, like Ocasio-Cortez, or perhaps to the anti-Catholic wing of the Democratic Party like Kamala Harris, the Republicans are thrilled to have him stick his nose where it ought not to be.
And you know, why not? The more the merrier, right? In case you haven't heard, according to the Federal Election Commission, there are over 440 people running for president. Now, the majority of which happen to be coming on the Democratic side of the aisle. 165 candidates as of right now, because we've had two more announce that they were going to be candidates, and they filed their papers with the Federal Election Commission, so that now brings that total up to 165 individual candidates on the Democratic side of the aisle. My Lord, I never in all my days thought I would live to see something like that. Unbelievable. But that doesn't say it all. Because the Republicans, not to be outdone, there's almost 50 of them running for president. Libertarians, about 15. And individuals other than that makes up the balance of the 440. Which is probably going to be 450, because there'll be more people that will enter into this. And you got some of these people that'll run for president that there's no way in hell that they're ever going to make it, but they're just running because they can say they run. Or some of them actually do something else. It's called a write-in candidacy, where they'll file their intentions so they can do fundraising, and then they'll do a write-in campaign and do very little traveling around the country because they got no money to travel with. And after all, he who has the money is going to get the message out there because of what? Television and radio. And yes, radio still plays a very large part in who people vote for, because you have a captive audience at 3 o'clock in the morning in the cab of a truck now, don't you? Going down the highway. And they're always listening to something, and thank goodness that a lot of them listen to this program, and we're so happy to have many of you truckers on board. But keep in mind that we are definitely getting into a situation where, wow, these candidates. How would you ever have a debate with 160 candidates? How would you weasel that one down? And by the way, the 2020 presidential primary season is about to explode, because these people will all be out there. You'll hear all their names. You'll hear them all mentioned. And sooner or later, it's going to be what it's going to be, sooner or later. So there you have it. By the way, I'd like to give somebody an opportunity right now to win a four-pack of tickets for the upcoming RV Super Show here, the 2019 Florida RV Super Show coming up right here in our backyard in Tampa. And all you got to do is be the second caller to call at 877-969-8600. 877-9600, and you can win a four-pack. That's four tickets, good for 2 days at the 2019 Florida RV Super Show being held at the State Fairgrounds. This has a value of $40. So 877-969-8600 if you want to get in on this. I'll take the second caller to call in. So there you go. And good luck. Good luck. Now, coming up tonight on the program, we'll be very busy again, because tomorrow, during our hour number four segment, we'll have Colonel Jim Warshuk on the phone. We'll be talking about a lot of things military-oriented. We'll also get into some political talk, because they just had their event, Florida, Republican Party of Florida. And, of course, that event was such that they just elected a new chairman, Joe Gruters from Sarasota. And caller on the line, you just won the tickets. Hang on, I'll be right with you. But I'll be back tomorrow, tonight, with plenty more on the Captain's America Third Watch, coast to coast, border to border. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back tonight. Have a great day, everybody. God bless America.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always America.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.